This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Hey everyone, Rachel Cotter here, and welcome back to Digital Poison. You know that feeling when you're trying to relax after a long day, but your phone just won't stop buzzing? Or when you swear you only meant to scroll for 5 minutes, but suddenly 3 hours have vanished? Yeah, I feel you. We live in a world where technology is constantly vying for our attention, and it can be really hard to set healthy boundaries. But trust me, friends, mastering this is key to reclaiming your time, energy, and sanity. Today, we're diving deep into the art of building healthy boundaries with technology because, let's face it, a little digital detox goes a long way. Think of it like a delicious smoothie. You want all those good ingredients in just the right proportions for a truly nourishing experience. We'll be exploring 5 key takeaways that will help you achieve that perfect blend of connection and freedom. Number 1. Awareness is your superpower. Before you can set boundaries, you've got to know where your time is actually going. Ever tried tracking your screen time? It's eye-opening, to say the least. You might be surprised at how much time those social media apps, games, or even news feeds are sucking up. Once you have that awareness, you can start making conscious decisions about how you want to spend your precious digital minutes. Number 2. Design your tech sanctuary. This isn't about becoming a hermit, it's about creating spaces and times where technology takes a backseat. Think about designated phone-free zones in your home, like the bedroom or dinner table. Or how about setting specific digital detox hours each day? Maybe an hour before bed to wind down without the blue light glare, or a whole afternoon on the weekend dedicated to reading a good book or enjoying nature. Number 3. Unsubscribe from the noise. Remember those endless email newsletters you signed up for years ago? Or those notifications that just keep pinging? This is your cue to ruthlessly declutter your digital life. And follow accounts that don't bring you joy, and subscribe from emails you never read, and turn off those unnecessary notifications. Less noise means more focus and clarity. Number 4. Master the art of saying no. It's okay to decline video calls if you need some quiet time, or to politely excuse yourself from group chats when you're feeling overwhelmed. Remember, your well-being is a priority. Don't feel obligated to be constantly on. And finally, number 5. Embrace the power of boredom. I know it sounds scary, but hear me out. Boredom can actually be a catalyst for creativity and self-discovery. When you're not glued to your screen, you might find yourself daydreaming, exploring new hobbies, or simply enjoying the quiet moments. So how do we put all this into practice? Imagine Sarah, a busy college student who felt constantly drained by her phone. She was always checking notifications, scrolling through social media, and playing games even during class. After listening to our podcast, she decided to implement some of these tips. She set designated tech-free hours, turned off most notifications, and started using her phone more mindfully. The result? Sarah felt more focused, energized, and even more present in her daily life. She rediscovered the joy of reading, reconnected with friends in person, and found time for creative pursuits she had neglected. See, it's not about eliminating technology altogether, it's about finding a balance that works for you. Remember, building healthy boundaries takes time and effort, but the rewards are immense. You'll feel less stressed, more productive, and more connected to the people and things that truly matter. So there you have it, my friends. 5 key takeaways to help you build those digital boundaries and reclaim your power in this tech-saturated world. Take a moment to reflect on what resonated with you most. Ready to take action? I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts, tips, or even your biggest technology struggles in the comments below. Let's keep the conversation going and support each other on this journey to digital wellness. Until next time, remember, your well-being is worth it.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.